Questions 24 and 25. It often surprises me that when a student goes through a reprimand procedure, the structure almost always deals first with what went wrong, and second, with what the punishment consequences should be. Should the punishment be a detention? Should the writing be cleaned off the wall? There is often an absence of a third stage. The third stage is, how can both the student and teacher turn this disadvantage into an advantage? Instead of seeing the student as an offender, see him as in training. It really is a great opportunity to get to know the student better in reference to what went wrong. Suppose, for example, the student had lost his temper and punched the wall and kicked stuff about. Here's a great time to chat about what causes you to lose your temper. You can point out that it is a human condition, that sometimes you lose your temper. You, of course, can take the opportunity to explain the dangers of losing control and how dreadful the consequences could become. You then work out what to do if it happens again. But the main point here is that now there is a shared understanding. If you notice that the student is losing his temper next time, you can immediately intervene. Because you have already been through the problems with this student in a calm and considered way, it helps enormously when the problem recurs. You can say things like, "Do you remember, Jack? Didn't we agree that you should go for a short walk and calm down?" The shared understanding will help with a successful outcome in a difficult, stressful situation.